Have you ever felt as though God's playing a game of hide and seek with you? Sure, he's out there somewhere, but where? Lord, what are you up to? What do you have planned? Why are you being so obscure? Have I blown it? Have I done something to offend you? Have I wandered off in the wrong direction? And one day, you wake up and there's a question nagging away at you deep inside. Where has God gone? Where is he? That very thing actually happened to the nation of Israel. Their whole world had caved in. Instead of enjoying the great blessings of the promised land, through their disobedience, through their rebellion, God allowed the Babylonians to come in, destroy Jerusalem, destroy the temple, rip the heart out of their nation, and take them into exile as slaves in Babylon. And there they'd been for almost 70 years, suffering, wondering, questioning. Sound familiar? But as their time of exile came to an end, God had this to say to them, Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 12 to 14. Then you will call my name. You will come to me and pray to me, and I'll listen to you. You'll search for me, and when you search for me with all your heart, you'll find me. I will let you find me. Some days, it does feel as though we'll never find God amidst the troubles of life. That we'll never really know him, that he doesn't want to be found. But that simply isn't true. Yeah, like a good father, sometimes he does take a step back and let us experience the consequences of our mistakes. But just like the father in the story of the prodigal son, he is ready and waiting to take us back with such great enthusiasm when we finally come to our senses and set course for home. Are you perhaps feeling a little lost today? As though there's some huge distance between you and God, as though you need to shout clear across the universe for him to hear you? Then listen up. When you call on his name, when you go to him and pray, he will listen. When you search for him with all your heart, you'll find him, because his promise is that he will allow you to find him. That's God's word, fresh for you today.